The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. I am a bit embarrassed to admit this, brave guardian, but there are no new monsters this week. I have something horrid planned for them, yet they ended up spending too much time in the wizard Flimbin's home. Lucky for us, an old monster rears its ugly head. And fear not, because once they finally leave this house, something especially terrible happens. So, to catch you up, here is what you need to know. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are murderers. They are the worst criminals since the rise of the Demon Queen, Eudala. And, just like Eudala, we will slay them in the Endless Dungeon. The rats are currently looking for a way out, and have entered into an agreement with the undead betrayer, Kanos. If they return the hand of Antolio Licolai to him, he will show them the one way out. As they followed the magical skeleton finger provided by Kanos, they stumbled upon the nest of a cavern pillar and violently killed her babies, leaving her to wander the endless dungeon cloaked in a dark sadness. Upon leaving the nest, Rhoda saw another Rhoda in a deep wood that was populated by many different species of tree. Too many to name, in fact. Rhoda was shocked to see another being with her form. So, Daryl cast some unholy magic onto the creature, who changed and began to lose all form. And, despite Gilf's best efforts, the being escaped. The party is haggard and in need of a rest. Deep in the woods, they see a house with clear signage that politely asks for no visitors. Yet the evil vermin ignored this and walked right in the front door. Unlucky for them, the entire living room consisted of mimics who tried to eat them. But somehow, the party escaped their jaws, only to find the wizard who resides in the home did not want to talk. He did not want to join a gang, and he wants to be left alone. Out of fear, he cast the dreaded Pubertus spell, which made Rhoda, Daryl, and Bugfly feel like they were awkward teenagers again. And this is where we are now. So, let's get back to the wizard Flimbin, as he tells the scum of Naporia the true way out.
Do you understand that there's only one way out?
What's that way?
Death.
Oh, God. Okay, that's the only way, though?
Are you sure?
What if there was, like, what if you had, like, a hand? What if you had, like, the hand of someone?
I don't know what that has to do with leaving the dungeon.
You know,
Wait a minute. We know people who have claimed to have left the dungeon. Well, the Boy Scouts did, but they lied clearly. They were part of the dungeon, but you said you've left before.
Oh, yeah. Totally. come in here and I get out and I can just do it as I please. There's doors. You can just, they have that big exit sign above them. It's pretty, I haven't seen any. If I saw some, I'd point them out to you.
I have been here for years and I've never seen what you speak of.
Oh, okay, mister. I'm going to stay in this house and be really mad at anyone who visits.
Yeah, that's what's happened now, but that's a new thing. That wasn't always how the case.
Oh, why is everyone staring at me right now?
Because you're lying. I can tell. You're breathing really hard.
No, I'm not. I'm just breathing hard because you have to bring air into your body to live. Haven't you ever taken a class? I just like go over to like a corner and like just like stare at the corner.
Why are you crying?
Shut up!
Gilf. You feel a light tremor beneath your feet.
Anyone feel that? Hey, whoa. Everyone, just stop whatever you're doing right now. Did anyone feel that?
I feel everything.
Yeah. Maybe the way that I've escaped the dungeon is because I'm dead inside all the time. So yeah, maybe the only answer is death, and I'm always dead.
Yeah, maybe I should be dead too.
No, guys, something's going on. There's like rumbling. Remember the.
Maybe someone's listening to bass music.
Do you listen to EDM at all?
EDM?
No, never mind. I'm gonna roll a perception.
Mm-hmm.
See if I. 11.
You feel a second tremor. This one feeling stronger than the first.
So do we all feel that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, everyone definitely felt that, right?
I felt that.
Yeah, I felt that. I'm gonna go stand in a doorway.
Me too.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
At this moment, the floorboards start to crack. The cavern pillar flies through the ground,
No. Eats
the wizard, chomps him in his mouth.
What?
The wizard screams, "I'm free! I'm finally free!" and gets swallowed by the cavern pillar. It looks at you and growls. As you guys turn around to face the door, suddenly it slams open and a new figure appears.
Cavern pillar, stop! Come on, you know better than this. Really?
It begins to slow.
Come on. You aren't hungry anymore, you're just being greedy now.
Its eyes darts around the party. It communicates with you telepathically.
They burned my children.
I'm very sorry for your loss, friend, but eating them will not bring your children back.
But it will bring me happiness.
Really? Or do you just feel like you're happy and later you'll regret all your choices and then you'll feel really upset?
You know me too well.
I do. I'm looking out for you.
They've just been staring at each other for a long time.
Yeah,
what happened there, you guys?
That was so intense. I loved it. I loved it so much.
And it dips back into the ground.
Oh no, friends. Orc.
Hello. What are we looking at right now?
Yeah.
You are seeing a high elf. You would assume it's a druid of some kind?
I am Orlin.
Hello, friend. Thank you for your assistance.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
Much obliged.
Hey, what the crap just happened here?
Yeah.
He just ate that guy.
That was unfortunate.
I don't really trust anyone who can control a cavern pillar. Just because you're calling us friend, you don't know me. You don't know any of us.
Yeah.
You're not our friend.
As you let that sentence out, you start to feel like an adult again.
I've got so many bills and responsibilities.
Yeah. Are you feeling better after that outburst, stranger?
Better is an interesting word to use.
You don't have to be so passive-aggressive with my friends.
And you too, Rhoda, begin to feel the spell being lifted.
I mean, everybody has their own thoughts.
My apologies. We will remain strangers then.
No, let's not be strangers. I mean, do you have, like, weed?
What?
That's who Buckley was as a teenager.
Oh, but Buckley is still a teenager. Okay, very good.
You're welcome.
Buckfly, you too begin to feel the effects of the spell lift.
Uh,
Hi. It's the same.
Well, as fun as this is, I do have things I need to be doing.
One moment, friend. Why are you here?
Oh, I was meeting up with Thighbun. Was. Clearly.
You've come to this dungeon on your own will.
Well, I've been here at my own will after I was forced here.
Understood. And your quest takes you where?
Well, I don't know how long you've been here or what you know.
Not that long.
3,000 years.
That's not true.
That's not true. I'm sorry. I wanted to be cool.
Hey, Oral, did you know that wizard? Orlin. And yes, I did.
Yeah, Oral, did you know that wizard? Was that cool? He's a cool guy or bad guy?
I will respond to Orlin and nothing else.
That's what I said, I think. Isn't that what you said, Rhoda?
I said Oral.
All right, cool.
Orlin, how long have you been here?
It's been years now, I believe. It's hard to keep time down here.
Have you tried to leave?
It's fascinating down here. Why would I leave before my study's over?
Oh, you're studying this place?
Yes, it's very interesting. The animals, the locale, the changing of it, it's all magic-based and very fascinating.
Have you studied any exits? I don't know. Throwing that out there.
You're still grumpy, huh? You're still, like, so mad.
We're actually very similar to our teenage selves.
If you went through what I went through, if you just had to be reminded of how much you suck in this world, then maybe you'd be a little bit grumpy, too.
You don't think that I wasn't reminded of someone that made me feel bad?
Okay, no. I'm not being so selfish that I think that everything is all about me. So I'm just Orland, saying that I'm living... Okay.
I mean, you are a correct stranger. I cannot identify with your feelings as I do not suck. But... We'll see. All you need to know is I am on a quest to discover what is going on with the gangs down here and how to stop them from what they're doing.
What brought you to this house, though?
The wizard. I was coming to convince him to join me on my quest, as it also pertains to him.
Did you make your cavern pillar eat that wizard? Guys, come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
No one owns a cavern pillar. Everything is of its own creation. I merely spoke to it so it would stop.
Yeah, and I never owned that piece of bread I ate.
Nice. If Troon was here, he'd call you a nerd.
Yeah, he would. He would think you're a big nerd.
This means legitimately nothing to me. So unless you have something interesting to add, I do have to be going.
We have something to show you. Who has the finger?
I have the finger, but why are we showing her the finger?
Because she knows about this place and she may have information.
I think I still have it.
We have a finger. It is magical.
Excuse us.
Sorry, this is something we do.
Do you not have multiple fingers?
Okay. Well, here. So here's what's going on. They're going to have a sidebar real quick, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on. We have a finger that was given to us by someone named Kanos.
I don't know if we want to tell them about the finger right now.
Acting like there are 11 fingers on our hands.
I mean, but she could have also, like, she could have been responsible for killing that guy, too. I don't know if you just want to just reveal all this
going on down
at one time.
Well, she stopped it, though. She could have killed all of us.
Yeah, but that could just be like a setup.
So it's a setup.
What do we gain by showing her the finger?
Information, knowledge.
Maybe we should try a little bit harder.
You know what?
Maybe we should try and be friendlier to people that we meet here.
I'm not giving her the finger right now, okay?
I don't know. Pay attention to me for a second.
And we both look over at Rhoda.
Yeah. Yeah, and as they get done with their conversation, it's just like, all right, so this guy Kanos gave us a finger, which points us towards this guy named Antolio, and we're supposed to take his hand, and that will get us out of the dungeon.
I cannot describe how utterly bored with this Orlin looks. She's like put her face on one of her fists and is just staring blankly.
Okay, but it's like a cool quest that we got, and I don't know, you seem to be like a nerd or something, and like maybe that's interesting to you. It's a finger that points towards something magically. Wow.
I mean, if you say that nerdiness is, I don't know, the interest in learning everything you can about something and possibly writing long essays about it that you're not giving to anyone, you just want to have them for your own knowledge and you get really excited about it, then sure, maybe I'm a nerd, as you say.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Sounds like the definition, right?
I don't know. Someone write that down and send it to Troon. He'll probably know.
So where would you go now that the wizard is eaten?
Well, as I can no longer convince him to join me in my quest, I will have to continue on my own, I suppose. Until it's discovered, all magic users down here are in great peril, and as one of them, I would like to settle it.
Gil's eyes get really big.
And so do mine, but like obviously I'm faking it.
You're faking being worried?
Yes. I know I'm supposed to pretend to be worried. Ooh, I use magic. That's dangerous for me.
Oh, yeah. It's dangerous for him, all right.
That's information we could use as well. Antolio was my boyfriend, I suppose, back before this form was cursed upon me.
My apologies for your loss, Orc.
Are you... well, that's the... that's the form I wear now. I was not always like this. I was a high elf, much like you.
Oh no, are we going into a flashback right now?
Ah! Nope, we're not.
That's going to ruin everything I have planned.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we all share our boyfriend stories? I've never had one. There, mine's over. Who's next?
I had a boyfriend once 3,000 years ago. Nah, that's not true again. I'm sorry. I just really want to fit in.
It's
I don't know how to do it.
It's okay, Doral. I suppose I have had colleagues that are male, but that is about it. They're very disinteresting to me.
I believe we could help each other here. If we assist you with your quest, perhaps you can help us find where we are going.
Do you have any skill sets at all?
I'm good at so many things, and I whip out my magic trick, and I'm going to show her how to, sleight of hand fire.
Let's do it. Sleight of hand.
God, I hope you pull a quarter from out behind my ear.
A four.
Oh my god. It is sloppy and gross.
It's sloppy and gross.
Bugfly, stop it.
Why?
Because you're not actually impressing anybody.
Well,
we don't need to impress this person we just
met. Was
that
actually a spell? What did you do just now?
It wasn't a spell. It was sleight of hand. See, what you do is, and I go into detail, and I explain exactly what I did, and
Orlin is fascinated.
Yeah. And then you take the match, and you get the oil, and you switch hands when the other person is distracted, and then you flip it, and it looks like this. And that was worse.
It looks even more terrible.
See?
Just all falls out of your hand.
So you use the natural elements you have at your disposal to essentially mimic the effects of magic.
Yeah, but do you want to know something? I don't know why I'm telling you a secret, but here's one. When I saw your cabin pillar, my hands got really, really hot, and I might have burned something for reals. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you tell me that? And I just run out of the room.
All right, you run out of the room.
Again, not my cavern pillar, as sentient objects do not belong to anyone besides themselves, arguably.
Yep.
But interesting.
Actually, redemption would be like nodding and meowing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She agrees.
Oh, there's a cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, redemption.
Oh, yeah, a little cat.
Orlin totally cuts off mid-sentence and goes over to greet the cat.
Oh, this is redemption. Redemption's a little orange...
Tabby.
With an attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tabitude.
Yeah. In fact, she'd probably leap from Beauregard to you because she's constantly leaving Beauregard. So that's what would happen.
Orlin absolutely catches her in her arms and coos at her. But like coos at her in Druid.
Awesome.
And they have some sort of conversation that Beauregard can't understand.
Beauregard is sad.
Aww.
It's like a long conversation, and eventually Orlin like chuckles heartily. And it's like, this is a good companion.
In the meantime, Rhoda has found a bathroom, and she's just, like, sitting on the toilet. She's like, this is nice.
Your friend holds you in high regard, Orc.
Redemption does.
Yes, redemption.
That is good to know. I am glad to hear that, my friend.
Redemption is a very good companion. Perhaps I will share my knowledge with you all.
I think that would bode well for both of us.
What is it you are aware of? You've been down here not long?
Not long. I have been down here less than my companions. They murdered the royal court of Naporia.
Questionable!
She yells from the bathroom.
Ah.
Yeah, they didn't. They kind of accidentally sort of murdered.
Oh, good.
And were sent here for that.
Oh, that is excellent. So you are aware of the origins of this place?
No, we are not.
Yeah, we are. Wait, yes, we are, right?
Roughly.
Didn't the wizard just tell us that?
Well, he gave us some ideas, but there's some holes there. Like, yes, there is this dungeon that was created, and we know of the demon, but there are some parts that don't quite
add up. Oh, the dead demon queen?
Yes.
As far as I can tell from my studies, well, questionably dead, legend has it that she lost in a fight against Lathander, I believe is your god?
Lathander.
Lathander, yes. Inconsequential, but they lost in a fight, and it is now where her bones reside. Her gravesite, if you will. A lot of people flock to this because it is a deeply dark magic area, which your court has found useful in manipulating to create this horrible cage in which it places people it does not approve of.
So you are not from Naporia?
Human laws mean nothing to me.
That's very interesting. I think we should team up with this one.
I go get Rhoda, because Rhoda is crying in the bathroom.
No, I'm not.
Rhoda.
No, I'm not.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Hey.
What?
We have best friend bracelets. You don't have to be insecure around me. We're best friends.
At this moment, you feel a light shock on both of your wrists.
Ow! Why'd you do that?
I didn't do anything.
I just feel so sad, Bugfly.
Open the door. Open it up. And you see, like, little, like, pot, like, hands, like, going through the, like, a cat trying to get in.
I'll try to hit him, and I start laughing. Okay. Now you open it.
And I, like, wipe her tears ever so awkwardly from her face.
Sweet.
I know. Yeah. They're such nice friends.
Have you had any encounters with any of the gangs that form down here?
Yes, we are. We are aware of the Hidden Blades.
Hidden Blades! I don't think I'm doing it right.
You have had no encounters with the Dark?
Yeah.
I like to keep a loose eye on them as I travel, as they are quite an annoyance. But I've noticed recently that the Dark and the Hidden Blades have combined forces, which only bodes ill. The Dark have never had interest before in any of the horrible demon worship that the Hidden Blades are interested in. And now it seems they are combining and collecting whatever magic users they can to whatever plan they have. I would like to see who it is who has combined these gangs and cut them off before they can cause any real harm.
That seems like a worthy quest, my friend.
That sounds like way better than what we were gonna do.
What does it all matter? Just we're all in this dungeon. Who cares who dies and who lives if we can't get out of here without dying? I mean, like, what does any of this even matter?
Well, my stranger, if they do succeed in what I suspect they have, which is returning the Demon Queen to life, it would essentially mean catastrophe for us and everyone not inside of this dungeon as well.
Can't allow that to happen, and we're the only ones who can stop it.
Whoa, I just got like a rush. Like, I just got goosebumps when you said that. It just like shot through my body.
I just remembered that we're the only moral people here.
That's true.
I believe we will assist you, my friend.
Well, how do we know that the Hidden Blades and the Dark and all of this isn't just created by the dungeon?
That's true, too!
Aren't you guys just having, like, a total mindfuck at all of this all of the time? What's real?
This is a good question. We have engaged with creatures that appear to be created somehow.
Oh, the changelings.
Thank you. Can you explain this?
Well, from what I understand, all of the monsters you face down here that were not prisoners once were created by your Court of Crowns. The changelings, it appears, are just creatures who were never assigned an actual form, and so they are lost and wander, trying to find purpose.
How can they create so many of these?
Manipulation of the dark magics here.
We need to help this one.
So, as I understand, someone's making a super gang of people to destroy everything.
Here comes Captain Obvious again.
I can hear you down there!
I mean, that is essentially what I just said, yes? I can only presume to guess at what their plans are, but based off of my studies of them, it seems very likely that they were just trying to destroy everything. Why else do evil things do what they do?
God. Okay. This is heavy. What do we do? Just track down these people and destroy them of some?
Yes, what is your plan?
Essentially, that's it. They are evil, so they do not need to exist. They will disrupt the balance of nature, and I will not have that.
I posit a question. As a notch nerd, I'm cool. Troon said I'm cool. I would say that...
Who is this Troon? Is it a god of which you know? Or?
Oh, it's just some dude.
He's a dude.
No, she was right.
God. He is a god. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, he's a god.
He's pretty great, I have to admit.
Look, we are in this dungeon, and we are considered evil by the Naporians. And
where are you now?
Oh, absolutely. We killed the big boys.
Orlin tenses slightly and slows her stroking of redemption, which he has consistently just been doing like a supervillain this entire conversation.
Awesome.
They think we're evil. I did not meet the Hidden Blades, but the Hidden Blades are considered evil. What is evil? What if they're evil, we're evil, who is, like, maybe they have some, like, good intentions. I don't know this demon god, but maybe the demon is actually an angel. I don't know. I'm, like, super freaking out, you guys.
I have some thoughts on this.
Cool, go.
Maybe this person that walked in this room after we walked into this house and took advantage of everything and watched a wizard get killed and they didn't even seem to care even though they were trying to get the wizard on their side, maybe this person is evil.
Detect evil.
It doesn't go off.
Nope.
I want to, the specifics of detect evil, she would have to be undead.
What?
Detect evil? She would have to be undead in
Why?
Some way. Because that's the level of spell you have right now.
No. It's just a paladin.
It's not alignment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's alignment.
No, it's not alignment.
Oh, I thought it was
No. It's like
really?
If she were a lich, it would go off.
Oh.
If she had some sort of like evil, undead, demon quality to her, it would go
I
off.
Thought it was just like if she's evil or not.
No, if her intentions
Retract
are good or bad.
My...
If her intentions are good or bad, you can't know that through that spell.
My apologies.
You know if she's like innately from an evil source, which
okay.
It does not go off.
Understood.
Rot, when you do it to rot, it does go off. By the way.
Right.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy intellectual debate, I really do not have time for these philosophical discussions, but I will say demonic entities, anything that is unnatural, they just have their nature. Their nature is to be terrible and destroy things. That is what I am against. I prefer nature to be as, you know, natural as it wants to be. You leave it alone. It leaves you alone.
I know what Gilf is going to say next. He's going to say that you're using reverse psychology
to give us...
On the side!
Oh my god.
Gilf looks at a note card he had written the exact same thing down on and he just crumples it up and throws it in the waste basket.
Oh, Gilf. I learned a lot about him when we were married in my dreams.
What?
Whoa.
What? I mean,
you gotta keep that to yourself.
How much time do we have?
Really none. I'm going to leave soon if you do not agree to this. It is kind of a huge waste of my time.
I want
to
leave now.
Where exactly are we going, though?
We're headed towards the headquarters of the new Hidden Blades and Dark combination.
God. Can you point in that direction, please?
Orlin just gesticulates vaguely.
Which direction is the finger pointing?
Gilf pulls out the finger, puts it on his palm.
It is pointing in the same direction.
Perfect.
Well, I guess that's the thing we're supposed to do next.
I guess we're going the same direction. We should definitely do that, even though... Guys, how are we going to take on a gang? We couldn't even take on a sofa. Do you remember the sofa?
Pretty sure we slaughtered a whole bunch of gnolls, though.
Ideally, we just need to find out who is in charge and take them out.
Bugfly's done that before. Talk about evil.
I'm not evil. I killed a necromancer apprentice. That was warranted.
Oh, excellent. Necromancy is a terrible form.
Yeah.
Well done.
I killed a blink corgi.
And I am the one who killed the lich Krimba.
Oh, you have interacted with the lich.
At the finishing move, it was super cool.
I had worried when I had not heard from him in quite some time. He has succumbed to being a lich.
And was trying to make others.
I'm pretty sure he was a lich, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely was a lich.
He was super lichy.
He was a wizard, as you knew him?
Indeed, he's a wizard who's been down here for quite some time.
Is this part of the threat against those who use magic you spoke of?
Yes, this is what the Hidden Blades seem to be their goal is. They seem to be tracking down as many magic users as they can and turning them into liches.
Okay, Dar-El is a danger. We have to do something.
But
what? What?
Yeah, he might be a really big risk right now.
I'm cool.
I'm at risk. For real, I know we play this game. I know we play this game all the time.
Hold on, you said at risk, not a risk.
Right.
Thank
correct.
You very much, friend. Yes, I am at risk.
Honestly, if they succeed, we're all at risk.
Agreed. I think I speak for all of us when I say we are with you. Let us go.
Wait, one last question.
Oh, Lord.
You were the friend of the wizard that was eaten by the caterpillar.
Friend's a strong word, but yes.
Okay, well, maybe. Okay. But he was friends with Krimba.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're friends. I don't know, how deep does the lich vein go?
Well, yes, when you're down here for long enough, you keep track of other beings of strength and regard, and, you know, you want to know what they're doing. Do you really have no connections with anyone else down here?
This is pretty much it. Are you saying we don't get out much? Or?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, yes.
I mean, there's Troon.
He was cool.
He was really cool.
What about those bats?
The bats?
The bats
were
pretty cool.
We killed the bats.
We killed the bats.
We murdered the bats. Okay. But there's the dragons we made. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those guys.
Bro.
Well, Dotty.
Dotty the dragon.
Oh,
Shivers.
You've been in the cave with all of the cats.
Oh, yes.
That is my favorite place to go.
The hats with the little ears was absolutely wonderful.
Yes. During this, Orlin has started cooing at Redemption again for being a good kitty.
Excellent. Redemption's happier than she's ever been before.
Yeah, can we go? I just want to, like, I don't know, get away from you guys for a minute. I need some time alone.
Can I do a search on the guy's desk before we leave?
Yes, absolutely.
12.
You look around. You do find that letter that you found before. You see books and things that a wizard would keep, stuff with various spells in it, some sketchings and drawings of various things that he's come across within the dungeon. Nothing of note, though. Just stuff that would be around a wizard and within his sleeping quarters.
Do you see, or is there any, like, trinkets or, like, small items that Bugfly can pocket? I know she has, like, a purse full of his stuff already.
I mean, she took as many valuables as she
possible.
Could.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's not really anything. He was a simple man.
Okay.
There's not really anything of note within his home besides the things that are possessed and ready to eat you. Mm. His biggest fear was being discovered by one of the gangs.
Yeah.
Can I take a nap? I'm really tired.
Oh, yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, you can take a nap.
A few of us are injured. Do we have time before we set out, my friend?
Now, we can use a mechanic that we haven't used much, and it's called the short rest.
Right.
So a short rest, what you can do is you have a set number of hit die that you can roll to replenish health, but all of your spells don't replenish. But you could build up a couple HP, and it's up to you guys what you want to do. You could take a long rest. I don't know if your new druid friend will wait, but you could try to take a long rest or a short rest, which lets you replenish some hit die.
How long is the journey ahead of us?
However long it needs to be.
I really, really like this one.
Okay, well, can someone, like, carry me while I take a nap?
Yes.
Thanks, Bella God.
Of course, my friend.
Let's take a short rest.
Yeah, well, if we do a short rest, we should be fine.
Yeah.
So, well, what do you do on your short rest? I guess you can't go down to the living room because you know it's going to try to eat you.
You just sit in the hallway and talk.
Yeah, I don't know what you all are doing, but I am 100% playing with the redemption.
I feel like I'm on my... Me and Bugfly are on our stomachs, like... Hands on our elbows and our hands. Yes. Yeah. And I'm
Wait, so
like...
we're waiting for the short rest?
Well, a short rest is really sitting to take a breather.
So there's no reason that Bellegarde's holding me right now.
No.
No.
Great. Okay.
None at all.
Just companionship.
I thought you would carry me while we travel, but that's fine. That's great.
I do love the idea of us sitting across from each other and she's cradling redemption and I'm cradling you.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Yep.
Oh, I've taken like a tassel or something off of my outfit and I'm like dangling it for redemption to play with.
Redemption's very happy.
So while you guys are resting, getting your hit points up, let's roll to determine how many hit points you get back. So for each person, it's a little bit different. You're going to have a D10, and I believe it's probably your level 3. So is it
3D10?
So it's 3D10, and you can choose how many times you roll that. You can roll it up to 3 times. Just know if you roll all 3 times, you can't do another short rest before a long rest.
Think of these things as dice in a box. And you're choosing how many to use in this particular instance. You are a rogue, you have die 8s, you have die 10s, you have die 6s. You have 3 of these each, and you're choosing how many you pull out of the box to roll to gain back hit points, right. And you'll get those back after a long rest.
But we have to decide before we roll
how
many we're going to roll.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I did the 1, and I got for 4.
Perfect. So you replenish 4 hit points during the short rest.
Oh, I got exactly 5 back. Perfect. Excellent.
All right, I'm going to roll twice.
13.
Fully healed.
I'm going to roll twice also. 3, 4.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. That's what happened during the short rest. So what does that put you at, Rhoda? Just curious.
17 hit points,
So you guys just finished taking a short rest.
Rhoda and I were just kind of chilling, and Hank was perched next to us, too. So then we just kind of get up together, ready to go.
Thanks for listening to me, Bugfly. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, anytime.
At the end of this short rest, as we're getting ready to go, I've perched Redemption on one of my shoulders, and I've noticed Hank, and I call out to him.
He flies over to you.
Yeah, I hold my arm up to... Yeah,
he's really big.
He's a big hawk.
He's a blood hawk.
I got this.
I stir in Bellegarde's arms. Obviously, I'm having a terrible dream because all of my dreams are terrible. I'm just like...
That's okay, my friend.
Oh, God.
It's okay. Hey.
Why are we still in the wizard's room?
We all took a short rest, my friend. You looked so comfortable, I didn't want to disturb you.
All right, well...
Am I speaking to Hank telepathically?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys are having a telepathic conversation, right?
We're having a very intense telepathic conversation where I'm doing a lot of, like, eyebrow acting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Reacting, I suppose.
Worms are pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
I would say this, though. After talking to Hank, you do warm up to Bugfly.
Cool.
Aww.
Yes, we conclude our talk, and I put up my fist to do a fist bump, and he like bumps it with his head and then flies back over to Buckfly.
That's perfect. The party gets together and begins to leave the wizard's house. I need to know, what order are you guys walking in? Who's first?
I think we should go out the window.
I mean, I have been here before, so I imagine I would know how to maneuver around the traps or dismantle them, but I will also not object to going out the window.
Because you don't want to go back through the living room?
Because we don't want to walk back through the living room where all the stuff is.
Smart.
All right.
No, actually, while they're going out the window, I just casually walk down and through the living room with Redemption and like meet them outside.
So, Rhoda, Bellegarde, you guys are jumping out the window first in order to make sure you can catch anybody. So I'm going to need athletic checks from both of you.
13.
He rolled a 1.
I just fall out the window.
Oh my god, belly flop out the window.
Rhoda, you jump out of the window, and although it's not the most graceful thing you've ever done in your life, you land perfectly fine, ready for the next person to fall. Unfortunately, right behind you is Bellegarde, who trips over the windowsill on his way out. He's coming belly first, and he smacks right into you, dealing both of you. 4 damage.
So much for the long rest.
That is literally all the damage I just got from my short rest.
Sorry.
He crashes into you, and you both fall to the ground.
Ow.
Bellegarde, if you're going to land on me, land butt first.
Is that the softest part of me? Do I have a soft butt?
Let me check. And I...
Yeah.
No.
I kind of turn around.
I just like take my fingers and like jab it. Yeah, it's soft.
Oh. I didn't know.
Gilf looks down. He's like, what the hell are they doing down
She's
there?
She's checking my butt for softness, Gilf.
Oh, okay.
Land in my arms.
Land in your arms?
Land in my arms, my friend.
For real?
Yes.
You're going to catch me.
I am absolutely going to catch you.
110% you're going to catch me.
Okay, so I'm going to need athletics from both parties.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got... it's a 14. It's
I got
14.
I got 14 also. Gilf says, are you sure?
I got you,
girl. Just fall! He turns around, puts both hands across his chest, and just like closes his eyes and falls back.
And Bellegarde catches him.
Oh!
That was so nice.
I mean, oh.
Well done, my friend. Where's jumping out the window?
Do you want to ride Hank?
Yeah, Hank? Yeah, that would be sounds way better than jumping out of a window.
Somebody let me catch them!
Oh, God, okay. I'm super just, like, intimidated by that moment, and I just jump right towards Rhoda.
No!
I need you both to roll athletics.
If Rhoda dies during this...
Fuck you, imagine.
Oh, my God.
15. A natural 20.
Ooh.
So when you dive out, it is a perfect swan dive.
I do a few flips, so I'm, like, spinning around.
While I wait for him, I'm, like, turning on one foot with, like a... and I'm like, ooh.
And he lands perfectly in your arm.
I land on my feet on her arms and do, I do, like, the Olympic stick. I like stick it.
And then I flip him so he does the flip backwards and lands on his feet.
I have to say, Gilf, that was a little better than what we managed.
Ours was more emotional.
That's true. There was a connection.
Yeah,
I'm with
it was
you.
About trust.
While this has been going on, Orlin has just been waiting out front of the house.
Smoking a clove.
Yeah, smoking a clove. She's taken the cloak that she's wearing and fashioned it into like kind of a baby.
Like a little baby Bjorn?
Yeah, a baby Bjorn. And she's put Redemption in it and is like rocking her and talking to her and druidic. And the cat is just blissed out.
Okay, I have a new best friend.
Bugfly.
I just jump on Hank and we fly down.
Yep. Oh, you guys fly right out of the window. And you all regroup in front of the house.
Lead on, my friend. Wait, hold on. Is Rot just like still up there?
Rot's in your backpack with the shard of glass, right?
Rot comes out of your shoulder and be like, what's going on, guys?
Uh-oh. And you said he reads his undead?
Yes.
He's also a hand.
He's like a walking hand. Yeah.
Like Adam's family?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
What's that?
We only know the Stevens.
All right, we don't need to do a rap bit. We don't need to do a rap bit right now. Let's keep going.
Well, though, when he crawls out and I see him, I immediately like stiffen and are like, what is that?
Hey, it's me, Rot, the fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats.
You can ignore him. He's really nothing.
No, I am the master of the metagame. I know everything that's happening.
Why do you have this abomination with you?
Have you ever had herpes?
No.
It's very similar to herpes.
We're kind of stuck with him. However, he was a member of one of the gangs at some point.
Well, not quite. I kind of went between the gangs and helped them exchange goods.
That could be helpful.
I would do anything to have an STD.
Rhoda. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hell no.
I just stared in a mirror for 45 hours.
Yeah, who are you talking to,
yeah,
by the way?
You were having a really long conversation in there.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Let's just say that guy was handsome. So excited. This is the most legit monster to come through here in a long time. Come on in. Please come in.
Baby, did you want to come in or did you want to wait in the waiting room?
What do you want, Rachni?
Oh, whatever you want,
what do you
baby.
Want, baby?
No.
What do you want?
No, whatever you want.
I want whatever you want.
This is an us. This isn't an I type thing, okay? If you want to come in, you come in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to come in with you then.
You're going to come in.
Okay, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. What can I do you for?
Well, you're a Gorohan.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most feared thing for people who need to sleep.
That's not true anymore, baby. You're...
What?
Everybody loves you.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
He is a beautiful
person.
No,
you haunt people's dreams, right?
I don't haunt people's dreams anymore.
Why not?
I'm out of that racket, okay?
I need you to haunt the Dungeon Rat's dreams.
We're about to go on our honeymoon.
We're going to Bermuda.
But William...
It's gonna be amazing.
Guardian William needs you. Naporia needs you.
No. I'm done with that life. I've gone legit, okay? I work for my brother's Circuit City in Orland Park.
What? Why? Why would you stop? You're so good at messing with the young one's mind.
I was so good. I used to get inside there. I used to plant demon eggs inside
Rachni,
there.
Rachni, stop.
I'm sorry. He's getting me all worked up. This is why
no,
I can't do that.
You stay strong. You be the... He is such a big, strong man. We have a life together. We have cats and dogs, and we're going to make some babies.
How did you two meet?
Well, I've been haunting...
I love it. When he tells his story, I get the same little insects running around in my tummy from the first time he whispered in my ear.
So I've been haunting her daughter's dreams for a long time now. Just like tearing her apart bit by bit. And every time I go in there, I see her scream and she yells for her mom. And I thought, oh, well she seems nice. Oh, whatever. And I tried to push it aside, but you can't push love aside, okay?
Some things are just meant to be.
How did you fall in love with...
With what?
Him.
A strong...
Look at those big yellow
handsome,
eyes!
Handsome, deep, soulful person. How could you not fall in love
Thank
with
you,
somebody
baby. Thank
so,
you so much.
Amazing?
We're old souls, okay? We've been floating around for centuries, okay? And we finally found each other like two magnets squished together.
Sometimes I just can't keep my hands off of them.
I can't keep any of my hands off you. I can't go into that. I can't. I'm off this. I've gone legit, okay?
Please, Naporia needs you.
Naporia.
William needs you!
His family needs him.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a new family, okay? With your daughter. Don't get me wrong. I love your daughter. She's my daughter. As far as I'm concerned, she's my daughter.
We signed the adoption papers last night.
She is now mine forever.
And that doesn't bother you at all that he's been in her mind, in her dreams?
Well, it just means that they have a solid relationship to grow off of.
We got off on the wrong foot. Okay, it happens It happens to a lot of people. It's pretty much a meet cute.
There's a lot of bad dads out there.
Yeah.
They can always turn themselves around.
I believe Gorohants are chaotic evil, though. Like
Gorohants? Oh. Listen.
Now, well, that's what you are, a girl.
That is exactly what I am, but you know what? It doesn't define me, okay?
That's right, baby.
It doesn't. Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
This is so gross.
What?
What?
This looks, it's so gross.
Why is it gross?
Yeah, what's so gross?
You're a hideous monster.
What? I'm not hideous. I'm handsome. I'm handsome. You know, when I was 8 years old, I had an older Gorohant try to rip my head off after I implanted eggs inside her. Mm. You know that? I was just 8.
Yeah, but you implanted eggs. This is what we need you to do to Rhoda. We need eggs in Rhoda's brain.
No.
ASAP.
My eggs belong to someone else, okay?
Me.
They belong to you, baby.
Oh,
they
thank you, baby.
Oh, gross. Get that. You guys can have babies together?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
well,
you
have like spider legs and wings and stuff. You're a perfectly attractive lady.
Thank you.
What?
Well,
are you hitting on me?
He doesn't know. He wasn't hitting on me.
Are you hitting on her right now? No, I wasn't hitting on her.
How about your dreams and your children's dreams as long as you live? Oh,
no,
I'm going to tear him apart.
Rackney, baby, stop. 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 Rackney.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe in another life, in another time, I would have helped you. But that's a dark path. You need to get off that path, too.
I have no other skills.
No other skills. Look
at
you.
This is all I'm good at.
This can't be all that you're good at.
Yeah, I bet you're good at lots of things. Have you ever tried checkers?
No. What's that?
What about all those ships in the bottle on your mantle over there?
Well, okay.
Did you do that?
I'm a bit of a hobbyist.
You did that.
Is that what that's you? That you?
Yeah, you know, I had to get really long tweezers so I could build it in the bottle.
Oh, my God. These are. Can I look at one?
Yeah.
Oh, just. There's little people on those ships, and they're moving around. There's little. How did you get such little people inside these ships?
Made them?
What did you do?
Some
shady stuff is going on here, okay?
What?
Baby, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
I'm sorry.
Can I show you something?
What? What do you have to show us?
Look at this bucket of water. Stick your head in there just for a moment. Just look.
Stick my head in a bucket of water.
I'm not thirsty.
What? I'm not putting my head in there. You're going to put me in a ship in a bottle.
No.
You're
going to
put me in a ship in a bottle.
Oh, you're
going to
put us in.
Oh, no.
What did you do to him?
I'm just a regular spider.
Oh, my God.
You want to get out of here?
No, babe, don't do it. I love you.
Okay.
Heyo, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. What an exciting episode! Who knew the most dangerous monster of the endless dungeon would be a window? Anyway, thanks to special guest Alex Richmond. She will be back again to play Orland, the high elf druid who thinks she's better than me. Quick reminder, if you leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcatcher, take a screenshot of it and send it to us at thedungeonrats@gmail.com. And Carlos will send you a postcard and some buttons and stickers and some other really cool stuff. The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by and original music from Carlos Luna. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. Bellegarde is Aram Vartian. Darrell is Alex Colliard. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I think that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.